GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
The government has been undertaking several initiatives under the Justice Reform Program aimed at improving efficiency in the sector. One such initiative is the National Restorative Justice Policy. The strategy utilizes international best practices to develop a model that is aligned with the national security policy of strengthening the justice system and promoting respect for the rule of law. At its core is an alternative and holistic approach to conflict resolution known as restorative justice, geared towards the maintenance of a peaceful and just society.
It is about having an open and honest discussion about the crime and its effect on the community and the victim. It presents an avenue to a society that is more respectful of the feelings of others and less vengeful. It therefore has the potential to be an effective element of the response to crime in Jamaica.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. At the heart of good governance is justice, and through restorative justice, all the parties affected by a particular offense come together to collectively and positively restore peace and harmony. The parties include the victim, offender, and the community, and their participation is an essential part of the process.
A significant feature of restorative justice processes is that they can only be applied where the offender willingly accepts responsibility for his or her actions and consents freely and fully to participate in the process of restoration of the harm that has occurred. So it's a voluntary process. The victim of the harm must likewise agree to be a part of the process, and therefore it is entirely consensual.
Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding. The program is being piloted in several communities across the island under the Citizen Security and Justice Program, which is funded largely by the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Canada's Department of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Development. The initiative has seen the establishment of restorative justice centers in several communities island-wide, as well as the training and certification of 200 individuals as restorative justice practitioners.
Research has shown that restorative justice has the ability to substantially reduce repeat offenses and to reduce the desire among victims for violent revenge against offenders. It also provides both victims and offenders with a satisfactory resolution in a conflict.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. Legislation to formalize its use as part of the justice system has been prepared and brought to Cabinet for approval for its tabling in Parliament. The bill will allow for restorative justice to be recognized as an available option in appropriate cases in the formal justice system at various stages. This includes prior to charge, post-charge and while the case is before the court, and post-sentencing as part of the inmate and parole systems. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says if particular cases can be resolved outside of the courtroom through the restorative justice process, this will not only result in the wrongdoer not having a criminal record, but also reduce the backlog of cases in the courts.
And it also means that the communities and the people involved will benefit from a sustainable form of justice that will really heal the wrong, focus on the victims' needs, and allow them to move on with their lives in a sustainable way.
The Prime Minister is encouraging the church, non-governmental organizations, community groups, and other stakeholders to support this program.
There's a hope that restorative justice will lead to a more forgiving, caring Jamaica. When that is achieved, I believe there will be greater levels of peace and security in our communities and certainly our nation.
As part of its wider Vision 2030 development plan for Jamaica, the government is committed to achieving a safe, secure, and harmonious society in which citizens can live without fear and injustice.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.